to the Mind Your Hormones podcast. My name's Corinne, and I'm a board-certified holistic nutritionist who went from no period from mismanaged PCOS to a regular one. Now I'm obsessed with helping you get hormonally balanced and emotionally aligned. This podcast is all about education, empowerment, real talk, and simple strategies you could start today to find inner peace and overall well-being. I am so excited to be here with you to chat about all things health, hormones, and mindset. Are you ready? Let's get it. Hello, welcome back to Mind Your Hormones. I am talking a little bit lower than usual. If you are part of this podcast and you've listened to me before, my voice is usually a little bit louder, which you might have to lower your volume sometimes when you listen to this podcast. Today, you might have to raise it up because I am currently in what I like to call my car office while Madison is sleeping because that's just the day slash season we're in right now. And I'm attempting to record a podcast on my phone like I used to do all the time. If you're an OG and you remember me recording podcasts down by the docks, that's what I'm doing right now. So you know this is something I used to do all the time, but she's in the back of the car sleeping and it seems like she's staying sleeping. So we are going to freaking roll with this. Let's just praise the podcast gods, the sleeping angels, that she stays asleep. If not, I'll just pause and finish later. And that's just what we're going to have to do. Being a mom literally is the biggest teacher of flexibility and surrender. So that's just what's happening. But let's get into it because we never know how much time we have. All right. What we're talking about today is what I naturally did to take care of myself when I was sick with the virus, which was literally just ended today as I'm recording this. Praise be that that shit ended. Literally and figuratively, this shit ended, okay? That's the kind of virus I had, okay? So what I really want to talk about today, like my intention is obviously to tell you some natural things that you could do. I'm gonna give you the backstory of what exactly was going on, what I was sick with, like what I did for each specific area. And I really want this to be like an episode where you learn to just trust your body more. You tune in with it. You listen to what it's actually telling you to do. You have patience, and then you look for the lessons in all of it. Like, that's really what I want you to get out of this episode, because a lot of times we take our health for granted until it's taken away from us, right? A lot of times we wait till we're sick until we try and do something about it, or you wait. Like for me in the past, I waited until my period was totally missing for me to actually start looking into it. When it was only there 3 times a year, I'm like, okay, I'm still kind of getting it. It wasn't until my period was totally missing and I was also experiencing migraines and IBS and bloating and constipation and body rashes where I was like, okay, let me start looking into it. It's like we don't always listen to the whispers that our body gives us. We wait until it's like, hello, screaming at us, which is not a vibe, okay? Like we cannot take our health for granted like that. And a lot of times we really relearn this lesson once it's taken away from us in a certain way. And this experience has made me appreciate so much more how amazing I normally feel, because damn, is it like you cannot enjoy life when you don't feel good. Like you truly can't. Like you can. It's not like I wouldn't enjoy anything, but like you really miss out on so much when you don't feel good. So side note, if you are just right now dealing with certain things that you are just like putting up with, you've deemed or normalized, you deemed that's just your normal, like I used to say with my period and like my daily monthly headaches I used to get, like if you are just like in this space of you don't even realize you could feel so much better because you've normalized how you normally feel, whether that's with chronic headaches or migraines or poop issues or brain fog or fatigue, or anything, any of this is that they're not normal, like take action. Take freaking action on it. Know that it is not normal. You can do something about it, and that you are missing out on so much more joy and fulfillment in your life when you are not feeling your best. It's just the truth. And that's really something that was highlighted for me this weekend, especially as a mom. I was like, oh my God, like I'm missing out on just being so excited and so much more present and stuff with Madison because I just felt so shitty. And obviously like having a virus and stuff is like an extreme example, but honestly, it's not. Like part of it was a headache I had, and I'll explain that in a second, but like you, when you have a migraine, like I'm sorry, how can you enjoy anything? Truly. Like, it's absolutely the worst. So anyway, that is just a little sidebar, like take action on it. And obviously, you know, if you're experiencing any issues like that, the Mind Your Hormones method is here for you, because damn, am I going to preach that forever and ever. Amen. Especially after this weekend, like you don't need to be dealing with this shit. Okay. The details for that is always in the show notes. Sidebar. And also, like, before we get into the things I did, like, while I was sick and, like, naturally boosting your immune system, we have other episodes on, like, how to support your immune system. So we'll link that below. But supporting our immunity really needs to be a daily focus, right? Supporting your gut on a high level, because the majority of your immune system lives inside your gut. 70 to 80% of it is inside of your gut. So we have to be focusing on that. I have a lot of other episodes on your gut health in this podcast also. And it is a module in the Mind Your Hormones method as well. But it's really important to do that. Making sure we're having high quality foods and water, organic foods, filtered water, taking, like, during the winter months, if you're listening to this in real time, like extra things like extra vitamin C, taking elderberry. I love the Earthly brand for elderberry. It doesn't really taste great, so I put it in my Miracle Worker magnesium at night, because that really helps, like, mask the taste. I mean, I'll honestly, if I know that something's good for me, I'll drink it, eat it, doesn't matter if it tastes good or not. Like, that's just how I am with certain things. But anyway, the Earthly one is really good. I put that in my Miracle Worker at night. And then extra vitamin C too. That's, like, in the form of powder. I like the buffered ascorbic acid. That's just the fancy name for vitamin C by Pure Encapsulations. You could get that on my full script dashboard. We'll put that link below too. But also vitamin C rich foods like lemon. And I'm not going to get into all this because I have another episode on it. I'm rambling and I can't ramble because she might be up at any moment. So we will link those below. But anyway, really, it needs to be a daily focus too. Not just when we feel ourselves getting sick, because the name of the game is prevention, not reaction, right? We want to prevent things from happening, not react to them. With that being said, things happen, right? Things happen. So how can we take care of ourselves when we are sick? So let me give you the backstory of what happened and what I was actually feeling, the symptoms and stuff like that. So you can, you know, piece together if you're sick, what you're feeling and how you can support yourself with what I'm teaching you. So starting on Friday, I woke up with a, like, it wasn't really a headache. It was one of those where I knew it was coming from my neck, because I never get headaches anymore. Literally never. I used to be someone who had chronic monthly migraines. They were absolutely debilitating. I went to a neurologist. Everything once said it was normal. I used to take this medication for it. I freaking hated taking it. It was absolutely awful. And I literally have not had a migraine other than when I had COVID, which was in July of 2022, right after our honeymoon. I had not had a migraine in literally a decade until COVID, and then until this, when I was sick. So Friday I woke up and I was like, it wasn't a migraine, but I just felt like my neck was off. I think I slept on it wrong, whatever. I'm like, okay, I have acupuncture and massage later today. So, like, he'll work it out. And it did feel a little bit better after that. But so that kind of started Friday morning. Went to brunch with my friend Friday afternoon. I got these vegan eggs with sun-dried tomatoes and avocado and these, like, home fries. It was so good. But then, after I went to acupuncture after that, came home and I was like, I do not feel good. Like, my headache got worse. I felt really, really tired and, like, body achy. And I'm like, something's up. Like, I don't ever feel like this. I know something is up. And I was like, I'm definitely getting a fever. Like, you could just feel when you have a fever, and that's where the body aches were coming from. That's where the headache was also coming from. So it really started Friday night. So I was like, put Madison to bed. Like, I don't even remember if I ate. I barely ate. I can't remember. And then I just, like, went straight to bed. Saturday, I woke up and I was like, OMG. Oh, no, Friday night, all Friday night, body chills, fever, all, the whole thing, right? Woke up Saturday morning. The fever was gone. But I was exhausted, wiped out, had zero appetite, just, like, really weak, really tired. So, like, I napped every single time with Madison when she was napping. Like, pro tip, if you have a child when you're sick, also, it should be illegal for mothers to get sick. Damn, is it hard to care for a baby when you're freaking sick? It sucks. It sucks so hard. If you know, you know. We co-sleep anyway, but during naps, we usually don't co-sleep. But when I was sick on Saturday, we freaking did. I was like, okay, we're going to bed. Can't wait for you to be tired. Let's freaking go. Slept with her every time she napped on Saturday. My husband was doing overtime too, but he was obviously around to help out as much as he could. But, barely ate because I wasn't really hungry. And I'm going to talk about exactly why, but I just want to give you the backstory first. Then Sunday, I woke up and I was like, okay, like my headache was gone. I'd had the body aches, all that was gone. But that's when the massive diarrhea started. And I'm like, oh my God, all day. So Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I could not keep anything in. Literally could not keep anything in. I was eating the most bland stuff because I knew that my stomach was off, which I'll talk about exactly what. Nothing was staying in. It was absolutely insane. I have never experienced a virus like this in my entire life. I'm convinced it was some type of food poisoning from when I went out to brunch with my friend on Friday, because no one, first of all, I don't go anywhere. I work from home. Like, I literally don't go anywhere or see anybody. It's just what life is right now, and I'm totally cool with it. But like, no one around me had this type of virus. And this type of virus, like, my husband would have gotten it. You know, like, whenever it's like a throw up or poop virus, like, that shit spreads, no pun intended, shit spreads really quickly. He's totally fine. Like, no one around me had this. A lot of people around me had like coughing, cold, stuff like that. I had zero throat problems, nothing, no boogers, like nothing like that. So I'm convinced it was something that I ate. I have no idea what happened, but my body was rejecting whatever it was. And like everything was, I was like, I cannot believe there's still stuff inside me. Like, I don't even understand what's happening. It was absolutely insane. And it has just stopped now Wednesday morning. Thank the good fucking Lord. Okay. So that is what I was experiencing. Now let's talk about what you can do when you have a fever. I'm just going to go through everything. So when you have a fever, I personally do not believe in taking medication unless your fever is extremely high, right? And obviously this is not medical advice. Disclaimer, always work with your medical care provider with all of this. Okay. I don't take any medication really ever, but like, you know how I roll. But when I have a fever, because when you have a fever, it's your body's way of fighting something off. We don't want to suppress the fever because that's stopping our body's natural reaction from actually fighting off whatever the frig is going on. So unless it's like 103, 104, whatever it is, like five, six, whatever, God forbid that high, but you know what I'm saying? If it's ever like super, super high, which that hasn't happened to me in so long, I don't even remember the last time, but if it's like 100, 101, whatever, like I'm not taking anything. So I did not take anything because I want my body to naturally fight off what was it fighting off, which is why I only had a fever, I don't even know, maybe 12 hours, not even, it was pretty much just started at night and then throughout the night. And by the time I woke up in the morning, it was gone. So, and honestly, I didn't even take my temperature. Like I knew I had it because I had chills and I was freezing and like I had a headache. Like I knew I had a temperature in the middle of the night, but I didn't even get up and take it because I was like, I do not want to get up right now. So anyway, again, not recommending you don't take your temperature. It's just not medical advice. Okay. So, that's why you don't really want to take medication if you like take Advil or whatever to suppress the fever. Now, what I did do and what does help it is peppermint tea. So that night I knew I was starting to get it. And that morning I even had it too. Peppermint tea is cooling, naturally cooling. So it's a really good cooling herb for when you do have a fever. And it also really helps with body aches or headaches that you might be getting from having a fever. So peppermint tea is awesome to have for that. And I also did not force myself to eat. When you have a fever, you don't really have an appetite. And it's because your body, it takes a lot of energy for you to digest. It's one of the most energy intensive processes in our body. And when your body is fighting something off, it wants to use all its energy to get rid of and to fight off whatever the frig is going on, whatever bug, microbe, virus, whatever you have. So that's why a lot of times you naturally will not feel hungry when you have a fever. And that is by design. So a lot of times I'll always say like, never skip a meal for your blood sugar. Like that's for sure true when you do not have, like when you're not sick, but when you're sick, rules like that are off, right? Like I skipped 100 meals, like the amount that I would normally eat because I had no appetite. And that's my body's way of telling me like, listen, don't eat right now. We need to conserve your energy. I'm busy doing other things right now. And also you're about to shit your brains out. So like, let's not add anything more to it. So I do not force myself to eat when I'm sick. And that's the reason why. So like the normal blood sugar rules are somewhat go out the window. And it's just about trusting what your body is telling you and what you can keep down and what you can eat when you are feeling those hunger cues come back. Sunday when the hunger cues started coming back, my stomach, again, that's when my stomach was off. I woke up and had diarrhea, whatever. And I was like, okay, this is cool. So I'm like, all right, I'm just going to eat really bland things that are binding. So I did like gluten-free toast. with some coconut oil. Later found out the coconut oil also is not the best to have. It's antifungal and antiviral, which is, that's why I was doing it. But I was talking to my friend Bridget Malley, who is the founder of Gut Personal, and she was like, that could actually make diarrhea worse. I was like, okay, great to know. But I was doing like chickpea pasta with coconut oil, or like the Lesser Evil organic popcorn with coconut oil, just because it was like super bland and I was like starting to get a little hungry. But I'm like, I don't, obviously nothing raw. If your stomach is off, you do not want to have anything raw because it's really hard to digest raw food. So I was like, I'm just doing cooked things, bland things as much as possible. A lot of bananas with nut butter, things that are binding, the Simple Mills crackers. Like I was doing things like that. It wasn't like protein, fiber, healthy fat focused. It was just, what can I somewhat eat and try and keep in, because I'm also breastfeeding right now. And I'm like, obviously my milk production has a lot to do with what I'm eating and I'm keeping nothing down right now. So I was just trying to get anything in that I could to help support that, you know, going through. So those are some like bland things that you can have when you are having diarrhea. It's like the brat diet to focus on. It's like bread, rice, applesauce, and toast. I actually just ordered stuff from Target, applesauce and stuff last night, but I'm actually fine now, so I don't think I'm going to have it, but it's good to have on hand. But anyway, really focusing on bland things that you can eat. So again, taking the blood sugar rules kind of out of it when you are really sick, a lot of freaking water. The amount that is coming out when you have a virus like that, you have to replenish so much water, especially if you are breastfeeding. That takes a ton of water out of your body in general. Like my hands were so dry. My lips were so dry. I'm like, oh my God. I couldn't even keep up with how much water I needed to drink, but drinking lots and lots of water. And supplement wise, I actually was not taking all my supplements when I was going through this virus, because I was taking at least one dose of my needed prenatal, because I'm like, I have to, you know, keep up with some nutrients. I'm breastfeeding her. Like, you know, I needed to do something, but a lot of them I was not keeping up with. My gut ones I will, and I'm going to talk about the protocol that I'm going to be on now, that I need to like kind of reheal and boost up my gut after whatever the fuck just ran through me. Okay, so I just realized as I end this episode that I completely forgot to tell you what supplements I'm now taking. I'm going to be continuing taking, and things I'm adding in to rebuild up my gut to support it after whatever freaking bug, virus, whatever it was ran through me. So I'm going to just plug in here and add that in because I totally forgot to do that. And I want to make sure you know about it. So obviously, you know, I'm a huge Gut Personal fan. This is a brand that is actually a sponsor of the show, but I absolutely love them. I'm friends with the founder and the CEO. It's just an awesome brand with, they actually really, really care about their clients and about the people in their community and really personalizing gut health to you. And the supplements that they make are really, really awesome. Obviously, you know, if I take them, they're high freaking quality. I like put them through the ringer, all the things, right? I'm very particular with what I take. So anyway, I messaged Bridget, who's the founder, and I was like, okay, Bridget, here's what's going on. What should I be doing extra? Like, what do I need to be adding in? What's the deal? So I was taking the booster and the prebiotic in general because my gut had felt a little off postpartum anyway. Nothing like what has been going on, but the booster is really good, like single strain probiotic that's very targeted. If you have like a lot of gut issues, that's a great one to take. I would recommend taking their quiz though. Like the protocol I'm giving you right now, this isn't me telling you like, hey, take this protocol. I want you to go to their website, gutpersonal.com/Corinne, and take their free quiz, and it will come up with what is best for you right now and the symptoms you're currently experiencing. Okay. But I want to tell you what I'm taking for this too. So I'm tripling up on the booster. So I'm taking the booster 3 times a day for like 2 to 3 weeks to really build back up that like good gut bacteria. So 3 times a day, I'm doing the booster. I'm doing the prebiotic that they have, right? So the probiotic is like giving you good gut bacteria. The prebiotic is feeding that good gut bacteria. So the good gut bacteria grows. Okay. So I'm taking the prebiotic 2 times a day. And then the healer is something I was actually taking pretty consistently postpartum also. It's like a gut and immune essentials. It's a powder. Well, they have a powder or they have capsules. This is actually not plant-based. This is the only non-plant-based supplement that I take, because when I had done a GI map in 2022, I did 2 of them, had like a parasite, a whole bunch of things going on. I had other episodes on that, but The Healer was one supplement that I took. It was a really hard decision for me to make to do it, but it really helped supported healing my gut and my rashes and stuff like that. So I know in these types of situations, it really does support me. So I do take it. So I'm doing the Healer twice a day, which is the powdered form twice a day. And the Soother. The Soother is really good. Like when I was sick, I was feeling like my stomach was literally churning. Like it was actually felt like it was churning inside of me. It was insane. And so the Soother is really helpful for that like churning feeling that like maybe if you have any acid reflux, stuff like that, it has L-glutamine in it, which is really good for building, sealing that gut lining. The Healer is good for that too, but it's a really awesome L-glutamine powder, which is amazing for your gut and has other, you know, nutrients in there too that helps rebuild your gut lining. So I'm also doing the Soother, and they have a chocolate and vanilla flavor, and the chocolate, you know me, I'm a chocolate girl. I'm obsessed. That with the Miracle Worker. It is like, I'm so excited. I haven't taken the Soother in so long. I was taking it a while ago before I was pregnant, and then I stopped taking it during pregnancy. I haven't taken it postpartum yet because I haven't needed it. But now she's like, the Soother would be really good. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so glad I need it because it tastes so good with the Miracle Worker. It's literally like a chocolate strawberry shake or like drink. It's amazing. So I'm super excited for that. So that's what I'm doing. 3 boosters a day, 2 prebiotics, 2 scoops of the Healer and the Soother as well. And I'm going to do that for a couple of weeks and see how I feel. And then I'll taper back down to like my normal level. And I'm obviously still taking my prenatal and my omegas and all that stuff too. But this is just like my specific gut protocol. But what I want you to do is go to gutpersonal.com/Corinne. And I want you to take the quiz and see what comes up for you. They're so amazing. If you DM them and ask them anything about what's happening, they'll help support you in what supplements are best for you. If you have a question about what's on your quiz, obviously you can reach out to me as well. But their customer service is awesome. So definitely go check them out. I'm obsessed with this brand. They're just so freaking amazing. Gutpersonal.com/Corinne for your discount. And if you have any questions, you know where to find me. I was doing minimal supplements and I was focusing on the ones that were powdered. Like I had a powdered form of the Needed. So like I always like to have a powdered form on hand when I can. And I was doing that instead of the capsules because the capsules you do need to digest. And I was going to say TMI, but like what is TMI in this podcast? That does not exist. I saw a capsule in my poop when I was, cause I obviously look at it after, like I'm a holistic nutritionist. When we work together, I'm asking about your poop. I'm asking you what it looks like, all of the things. So I obviously look at mine and I was like, oh my God, that's a capsule. Like literally my body is just anything I put in, it's just coming right out. So I was like, okay, I'm glad I was listening to my intuition of like, I don't feel like it's a good idea to take all my capsules right now. And I'm just going to take a pause on it and know that like, I'm good. I have nutrient stores. I've been taking my supplements for every single day for literally decades. So like I'm good, but I am going to take what I can take in powdered form. So I stopped doing that, which was a good call because I saw that capsule and I was like, okay, we're taking a pause on this. Like this shit is crazy. So anyway, that is really like what I was doing when I was sick. What I want you to focus on is if you have a fever, peppermint tea is amazing. Don't force yourself to have an appetite and don't force yourself to eat if you're not hungry, because again, that's really energy intensive and you don't want to force yourself to eat something when your body's fighting something off. If you do have a stomach virus, whether that's throwing up a lot or shitting a lot, really focus. When you're throwing up a lot, you're probably not going to want to eat anything anyway. So just focus on a lot of liquids and bland things. Again, like the brat diet, the bread, rice, applesauce, toast, stuff like that. Even like bananas, that was really helpful because that's really binding. That's like pretty much all I was freaking eating. I did have some oatmeal and stuff like that too, but it was going right through me. Like I was really just doing that because I felt like I was a little bit hungry, but I wasn't absorbing any of it. It was a complete waste. It was just so insane, but I was feeling hungry again. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to eat some of this. And also remember like the normal blood sugar rules somewhat just go out the window and really trust your body and what you're like kind of craving, what you're going towards and how you feel when you're actually eating it. When you're sick, it's even more important to connect your body and into your intuition because your body's going to tell you like what's up and what it really wants you to have. Like I was really craving more of those blander things again, like that were binding and also like healthy fat wise, probably because I'm breastfeeding and stuff too. So really trust your body with that. And listen to your body. If you're like, supplements are a no right now, then skip it until you feel like you can actually process and digest things and go back into it. Now, before I get into what I'm doing supplement wise now to reheal whatever the hell was going on, I want to talk to you about a pep talk I gave myself in the shower last night and lessons that I learned. Because when you're going through something like this, again, whether you are just like sick out of nowhere, whether you're having chronic yeast infections, or which also that it's a gut issue, migraines, whatever it is, like, or even if you've just been trying to conceive, not just, but even if you have been trying to conceive for a really long time, like, it's really easy to feel like, fuck, what is going on? Like, I was like almost crying in the shower, like, this has to stop. Like, this cannot go on for another day. I was freaking out because I noticed like my boobs are smaller. I obviously like lost weight, which I don't want to be doing. Like, I'm breastfeeding. I'm like, my milk supply is going to be fucked up. I have no nutrients. I have no protein going in. Like, I was like, you know, it's very easy to like all of a sudden freak yourself out. But I'm in the shower. I'm like, okay, Corinne, what do you always preach? What is your core belief? Your body is designed to heal. I'm like, my body is designed to heal. It is simply doing exactly what it needs to do to get whatever the F was in there out. And then we can start the healing process. Food and herbs are medicine. Like, you're good. You've got this. Trust your body. Literally what I was saying on repeat in the shower last night, because it's really easy to be like, what is my body doing? My body's going against me. But it's like, no. Our body is supporting us. Trust it. Lean into it. Do the things that we know are going to support it. Obviously resting a lot. Like, I was going to sleep super early, sleeping as much as I can with the baby. You know, she's still waking and stuff at night, but like really prioritizing rest. Also, I did not exercise whatsoever. We didn't go for any walks because I was like, I had no energy, no food that was fueling me. Everything was coming out of me. I started having more energy, probably yesterday, but or what day is it? Wednesday? Probably Monday, Tuesday. Like, for what I was not eating, I had pretty good energy, but it wasn't energy where I'm like, I'm doing Pilates and I'm going for a 50-minute walk like I normally do. Like, that shit was not happening. I had to conserve my energy for breastfeeding, which is 25% of your energy to breastfeed. In comparison, your brain uses 20% of your energy. So like, damn, that's a lot. Okay, so I was conserving it for that, for momming, for doing the business, whatever, right? So I was not exercising. I was really listening to my body, and I did not get in my head about like, oh my God, I'm losing progress, or like, oh, I have to get back into the routine of working out. It's like, no, I love moving my body. I like missed it, but I knew it was not serving me in that moment. So like, also ask yourself, are you actually doing what your body needs and what it requires of you? Or are you just in a routine or doing things because you feel like you need to be doing them, or you're going to miss out, or you're going to like get out of the habit, or whatever it is? It's like, does your body actually want you to go run for 30 minutes? Or are you just doing that because you feel like you need to and it's like a habit, right? Like, really ask, whether you're sick or not, ask yourself these questions. But anyway, that little pep talk that I had for myself in the shower. So I want to remind you, like, please know your body is designed to heal. Whatever is going on right now is for a reason. Doesn't mean that it's normal, right? Like, obviously it's not normal to be shitting your brains out for 3 days straight, but I knew it was because, well, I don't know exactly why. I like, whether it was food poisoning or just some virus. I am going to be doing a GI map at some point this year because I want to postnatal and everything anyway. I'm not yet, but I'm going to be. But anyway, whatever you're experiencing, whether it's not the inability to get pregnant when you're trying for years, whether it's thyroid issues or uterine fibroids or PCOS, whatever it is, migraines, acne, like, those things are happening for a reason. Your body's not broken. It's just that there are systems in your body that are not operating properly, and it's causing your body to have these symptoms. So there is a reason for it. So it's not like your body's never going against you. The thing is, we have to trust and believe our body is doing what it needs to do. And like, okay, how can we best support it so that those symptoms go away? By supporting the functions in our body that are required for our hormones to respond. Like, okay, our hormones, let me just do a little tangent real quick. Our hormones respond to our body. They're responders, okay? They are not the root cause of the problem. Like, whether, this is not talking about getting sick. I'm on a side tangent here. Try and keep up, okay? But when your hormones are responders in your body, they respond to systems in your body, which is why I do not believe, and I don't understand why people are constantly preaching, here's what to do to fix low estrogen. Here's what to do to fix high testosterone. It's like that, the low estrogen, the high testosterone, that's not the root cause of the problem. That is simply responding to a system in your body that is off. The root cause of the problem are the systems in your body that affect your hormones, like your blood sugar, like your nervous system, like your gut, like your liver, like your nutrient density, all of which are things that we focus on in the Mind Your Hormones method, which is why I always say it does not matter what hormone is out of balance. It's going to respond in a positive way and balance out as a response to you taking care of the systems in your body. Okay, that is why the Mind Your Hormones method is designed in the way it is and why my clients see results, because you're actually getting down to the root of it. Like, the imbalanced hormone is not the root cause of the problem. It's responding to the problem. So anyway, I just went on a total tangent. I don't even remember what I was talking about, blacking out. I don't really have notes because I'm just sitting in my car talking. But anyway, okay, so your body's designed to heal. Let's move on. Lessons learned during this time. I waste a shit ton of time at night and numb out, and it's not serving me. And I realized this because I was able to get in bed by like 8:30, 9, 9:30, the nights that I was really feeling shitty, because I put Madison to bed. I cleaned up dinner. Well, my husband helps clean up dinner too. So like, I did my portion of it and I just straight went to the shower, went into bed instead of, what podcast am I going to listen to? Let me catch up on my DMs. Let me see what's going on in here. Like, let me look at my email. Like, it's a way that I numb out, and it's my Achilles heel. This has been something that has been going on way before Madison, but it is my way at night to just be like, oh, I just want to like pause for a second. I just want to not do something for a minute. And I just want to numb the fuck out. And that's just the truth of it. It's my toxic trait. And my husband calls me out on it all the freaking time. And I'll be like, no, I'm not. I'll like deflect it, but it's true. And I know that I do this. Like, I'm very conscious of it. And I'll even know that I'm doing it in the moment. I'll be like, okay, stop, get back to what you're doing. Okay, stop, get back to what you're doing. Like, but then I was like, oh, it's fine. But it's not fine, right? So this is a lesson that I really learned, but I am determined to move past it this year, because the next level of me, that this next level entrepreneur, the where this business is going this year, me as a mom, as a wife, as a person, like who I want to be, I cannot have patterns like this. They need to be broken. And it was so nice getting into bed early. And I'm like, I want to get into bed early like that when I feel amazing, so I could read at night. And obviously that's not going to be the same every single night, because like recently too, Madison was having some diarrhea. Obviously she got it passed through my breast milk, whether, I don't even know if, can you pass food poisoning through the breast milk? Who knows? Whatever it was. So she hasn't been feeling great. So she's been up a lot, but whatever, on a, I would say a normal night, but on some nights, because nights are always different when you have a baby, like I want to be able to go to bed earlier and read and stuff, and just like be able to then get up earlier, possibly before Madison, stuff like that. So I really learned that I waste a lot of time, because I was able to get to bed super early, because when I didn't feel good, I was not even fucking looking at my phone. I didn't listen to a podcast. I didn't care. I did my shit and I got in the shower and I got in bed. So I am going to be taking parts of that with me now, because I don't want to be that person who numbs out at night anymore. And maybe you could connect with that. And really just to respect my time. Like we don't realize like, oh, it's just like 2 minutes that I'm looking on it, but it's like 2 minutes every 15 minutes that you're like looking at your phone or just checking something real quick. Like that shit adds up. And especially if you're a parent, like those couple minutes could be the difference of you being able to finish your shower or have to run out while you're still rinsing off because your baby wakes up, right? Like it's so true. And that is really just like what I'm really taking away from this, because also I'm always like, where's the lesson in this? I need to find a lesson in this. And this is the lesson. And the other part of it is my mission of helping women feel their best is bigger than ever, because if you are not feeling your best, you are missing out on your life and you only have one freaking chance to live this life, and you deserve to feel the absolute best you can. And not only feel the best you can, but you deserve to know how to best support yourself naturally, right? Like that is such a gift. It's the gift that keeps on freaking giving. Like I want you to know how your body works. I want you to know how to best support yourself, because you deserve that. And that's possible for you. Okay. And also my goal, this is something different, but we're talking about this stuff right now, but I have a goal of helping 100 women get pregnant this year. It's a really huge, huge goal. And whatever, if I don't hit it, I don't hit it. But like, that's not the energy I'm going with. I'm like, okay, fuck, I'm going to help 200 women get pregnant. Like I'm really, really, really determined to do that. That's my mission bigger than ever now, from being someone who has went through the miraculous freaking experience of getting pregnant, of pregnancy, of birthing a human, of being a mom. Like I am so determined to help women get there. And it's just, I have to be the best me I can be in order to help these women get there. And it's just like, I want you to feel, I don't want you to just get pregnant. I always say I want you to get pregnant, stay pregnant, have a healthy pregnancy and a beautiful postpartum experience. And feeling your best throughout all of it is so huge for me, because this is the time in your life you want to enjoy the most. When you have a baby, like, you just want to soak up every single second. You want to feel your best through all of it. So it's so, so, so important to me. It's also why, obviously, I help so many people through the Mind Your Hormones method with this, but that's also why I'm putting together an intimate group program that I've been talking about on the podcast, and so many of you are reaching out about it. I'm so excited about it. I really am only taking like a handful of people. So if this is something you're interested in, make sure you message me on Instagram at CrinAngelica. If you don't have Instagram, you can always email me at hello@CrinAngelicaWellness.com. But I'm taking this intimate group of women. I'm working really closely with them, one-on-one with them, because I want to get in the nitty-gritty. I want to look at exactly what the frig is going on with you. What is going on? Why are we not pregnant yet? You've been trying for 4 months or more. What's going on with you? What's going on with your partner? Like, let's get down to the nitty-gritty of it so I can help you get pregnant, stay pregnant, and have a healthy pregnancy. And I am fully aware that, like, I am not someone who can empathize or know what it feels like to try for 4 months, 7 months, a year, 2 years, like 24, like 17 months, whatever it is. I can't empathize with that because I have not experienced that. And I will never say that I know what that feels like because I simply don't. Now, what I do know is that there are so many of you that do know what that feels like. And I have access as community. I want to bring together a small intimate group of you so that I can not only help with what I can do with helping you actually get pregnant and stay pregnant, but I can also curate a group of women that you are able to be around who get exactly what you're feeling, who get how defeating it feels to take that pregnancy test every month and for it to be negative, to get what it feels like to go through that 2 week wait time, to look for your cervical mucus, have sex feel like a job. Like, you are going to be around other women who actually get what that feels like, where I can't bring that to you, but I could create the group that can, and I could help you with the actual pregnancy part. So I'm so freaking excited for this. It is called the Trying to Conceive Accelerator. So we've nailed that down. But anyway, if there's something you're interested in, just message me about it and I will be happy to tell you about it. But anyway, this was a episode that took so many different directions. I hope you liked it. Please DM me if you enjoyed this episode. I hope that you found value in it. As always, I'm so grateful for you. I love being on this journey with you. I appreciate you and for hearing out my shit story. And can we just get an amen for little Madison in the back here, who has not made a peep. She has not moved. She has slept through this entire episode. Praise be. Love it. Okay, I love you so much, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Thank you so much for being here. If you loved this episode and learned something valuable, please share it with a friend who you think would also love it, or post it on social media and tag me so I could personally say thank you for helping me spread this important message. I am beyond grateful to be here with you. So until next time, stay intentional, stay consistent, and always mind your hormones.